Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival du Cannes, in particular Uncertain Regards section. I'm with Emily Aftef, who's here to present More Than Ever.
Emily, could we say that this film is the story of a woman who, by finding, let's say, her way to accept her death, finally, in a weird sense, starts to live?
It's totally right. I mean, the thing that I would say, she accepts that she is going to die since the beginning. So it's not about her accepting that. It is for her, it's a journey, because she's very different from the beginning to the end. It's a journey to find out how she wants to live. There's nothing about death in this film. How she wants to live the last part of her life, which could be a few weeks, a few months, a year, nobody knows. And actually we don't know, as we saw with what happened when this comes, right? And when she, through hardship, through travel, searching, through having crises, she finds out, oh, this is the place I think I could let go easier. She starts to breathe. Actually, she starts to breathe the moment, because she has, that's why I chose the pulmonary fibrosis. It's sickness where you start little by little to suffocate. It'd take years. And because I thought it was symbolic for the fact that she was always doing the right thing for her husband, for her mother, for her friends, and that she couldn't breathe. And the first part of the film plays in Bordeaux, which is actually a very beautiful, very light place. But she's just secluded and in interiors and always has her curtains closed and on her bed, and she starts to, and she feels claustrophobic, and the extreme love that her husband gives her is claustrophobic, and the love her mother gives her is claustrophobic, and the moment, because she sees, has visions of nature, and because there's a passeur in the film, and she's been, like, how do you say, pinched by him through his blog. The moment she finds a way to escape and travels to Norway, she travels through a black journey and arrives in light, as if, like birth. Almost, it's like in the trains, like the tunnel, and arrives in a very, very light environment, because in Norway in the summer there is no night. It is only light. And at starting this moment, though physically she's not getting better, she is better, and she starts to breathe because she's finding herself. Though it's not easy. I definitely didn't want it to be romanticized, or else I would have her arrive in Tahiti or in La Provence. She's in a place that's raw and hard. She thinks, oh, I'm going to meet this guy who has the same ideas as me, and she's met by a guy who's really quite harsh. I mean, not harsh, but he has his ways, and he has absolutely no romanticism. He puts her in this kind of a hut, where he, you know, stocks other things. But he gives her the space that she needs. And they have the discussions, and he's a wonderful passeur. But he doesn't take space. And there's space for her to find what she wants. And then there's space for the story, which is a love story.
I also wanted to ask you, did you also want to explore how often in big topics such as death, you know, that there are some unwritten rules that people will want you to follow?
Definitely. The film is about choosing emancipating for the one that is sick or dying, to have the right to choose how to live that last part of her or his life. And we, as the living, and the character of Ben says it, the living cannot understand the dying. Well, I would say that's not true. They could if they wanted to. And this is what I find should be happening, that we should be talking about it much earlier in life and not at the point. And that actually we, the living, should be asking our loved ones who are ill or dying what they want. If what they want have anything to do with us, if they want us around or not. But we never ask them. I myself did not ask that to my mother, who died during the process of me writing this. But I, through the process of writing, she even read a treatment. I'd learned a lot as well, because I was thinking about, I was talking to people, and I did, for example, you know, try to make her stronger in her choice of it, either to take, you know, a chemo or not a chemo, because it was like, people are so aggressive. In the beginning, she didn't want. Then we have family and friends so aggressive, say. And I'm saying, just leave her. Then she decided to do it. The other part of the family, so aggressive. She can't do that. It's going to kill her. Da, da, da. And when you're like, just... And then she would... You know, when you're sick, you don't know what to do. And so I don't know either. So I just say, do what you feel. And I, for one, will be there. But to let her go at the end, there's no way. I was as brave as Mathieu is at the end of the film. I would now, though. I would now. I would say I would now. I learned.
One last thing, hurtful thing. Gaspar Uriel, I thought that, I have to say that I thought that the last film I loved him in was Xavier Dolan. But I loved that I could watch this film because he felt right, you know, that is the one understanding and accompanying her in this journey and learning. I mean, he felt somehow right, even in an existential way.
I was, you know,
for sure, Vicky brought him. Yeah. Vicky brought him, because I know Vicky since a long time. We're neighbors in Berlin, like a street next to each other. Our daughters went to kindergarten together and our friends. So we knew already since a while we wanted to work together. We were just trying to find the project. And then when it was sure that she was going to be Hélène, it was 2018. She just finished Phantom Thread. She was doing quite a lot of castings in France. And she'd met had quite a lot of castings with men in Gaspar's age range and her age range. And she told me, you know what, Emily, I think this could be Mathieu. When I acted with him, there was something that could go inside his eyes, go in behind there. It was something so special. Then he saw my last film, 3 Days in Quiberon, and he read the script, and we met, and he was in. And it was wonderful, because it then took another 3-4 years because of financing, and then because of the pandemic, and he had other, you know, propositions. And of course, Vicky is the main part, but he's so essentially important. And so he stayed true, and that was just so wonderful. And it's not such an easy part, because he is an antagonist in the sense, but he is us, the living. But because the main part is Hélène, and we kind of we're seeing the world through her eyes, which is living, we're maybe a bit more, I mean, I could ask you that, a bit more with her. And he's always pushing, and doesn't understand, but for best of motivations.
And I would like to thank Emily Atef, director of More Than Ever screening at the 75th Festival de Cannes in the Uncertain Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.